A new Israeli construction plan is to displace thousands of Palestinian Bedouins in the Negev region south of Israel. Civil rights groups say the plan is part of Tel Aviv's ongoing policy to push Bedouins out of the occupied territories and build Jewish-only communities. Some 7,500 people will be forced to leave their homes to pave the way for the construction of new Israeli settlements there. The Israeli cabinet has already approved the plan. Every year, hundreds of Bedouin homes are demolished as part of Israel's settlement expansion projects. Palestinians say the destruction of their homes, Tel Aviv is in fact seeking to ethnically cleanse them in an attempt to Judaize the occupied territories. Kamal Hawash is from the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, believes that Israel is pursuing its plan to Judaize the occupied territories by its settlement construction projects. Take a listen.
There are lots of villages in the Negev that have been destroyed many, many times. Israel refuses to recognize that they even exist, that they've existed since even before 1948. So yes, there's no doubt that its plan is to Judaize both the Negev and then the Galilee. So it's already put 700,000 settlers into the West Bank, but they also want to extend the spread of Judaization into these two areas. But it is really quite unbelievable that governments across the world still support Israel when it builds settlements, if you like, towns, villages, for one ethnic or religious group. It's racism, it's apartheid, and they continue to support it as if what it's doing is ethical. In fact, they talk about the fact that they share the same values with Israel. In the UK, would they build a town for just whites or just Christians? Of course they would.